71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Kempty, Louisiana 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Al Toria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
Oh, he's a wonder in my soul.
I feel that, y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1, K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9, K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5, KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
KYT listeners, help us welcome 100.1 FM in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I do.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
How faithful you are. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' wonderful name that we approach your throne now. Speak to our hearts. Meet us. And minister to us in the place that you desire to reach us and to touch us, to change us. Let us hear with our spiritual ear what the Spirit has to say. Lord, open our minds to understand your word, that these principles we're sharing today, that we will all practice them and profit from them, and more especially give you the praise. We thank you in advance for what you're going to do by your own spirit and your own word in your own people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Turn your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 18, 21. I am led back to this verse to revisit it. I am convinced that the reason God has given us this book is because we haven't gotten everything we need out of it. And he needed not to give us another. This is all that we need in this word. I'm talking about the Bible. To understand his will here on planet Earth, and to operate according to that and to profit from it here and continue our dwelling with him in the heavenlies in his presence. It all is found in his word. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. May God bless each and every hearer of his word. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. This is a very familiar text, but there is such a need, especially in our day and in our daily walk, to understand the depth and the profundity of this word. Why is it so important? Because there are things that we're missing out on in life because of our own mouths. There are blessings and benefits that we're missing out on because we are not speaking what thus saith the Lord. Many times we miss the benefit of speaking by faith, and we speak mostly by facts and or feelings. And what one needs to know and understand is a fact is a fact. It is a stated reality of something that has happened. It's a fact. When we speak from feelings, what we've got to realize is feelings are temporary. Feelings are connected with the moment and the happenings in the moment. So feelings is not a safe haven to speak from. But when you speak by faith, it is simply attaching your belief with what God has already said and with what God is already going to do. And the fact that you attach your belief to what God has said and is going to do means that you share in the benefit of being what is known as a believer. And as a believer, you become a receiver of the things of God because he is not a man that he should lie. And by faith, you again simply attach your belief system to the word of God and operate as if it's already happened. Now, one of the things that I like about the writer here, the writer starts off dealing with the end product, the fruit. He starts off saying death and life are in the power of the tongue. Listen to this. Now, what I need you to recognize is he starts off dealing with the fruit or the end product, because the truth of the matter is most times we don't realize how we have messed things up until it's too late. We don't realize that what we speak has a profound impact on what we see or experience. Now, one of the things that I think is helpful for us to understand is to understand when he says death and life are in the power of the tongue. It's literally talking about words, words, words. Words are seeds, seeds. That's why you've got to be careful how you use words, because seeds will grow. Now, to understand that, you need to understand this, that there is a power in the spoken word. Let me take you back to Genesis chapter 1. The first verse says, God did what? Created the heavens and the earth. He started off with all of that. But when you get down to verse 11 through verse 13, you'll see that God created, spoke grass, seed-bearing herb, seed-bearing fruit trees. He spoke all of those things in. Now, here was the point to that. On the third day, and if I had time to deal with why he talked about the seed and put it on the third day, I could just say early one Sunday morning and you'd get it. But let me just help you understand that he dealt with the seed first. Now, if I took an apple and cut an apple open, I did that and I shared that sometime earlier, there were about 12 seeds in that one apple. I could count the seeds in the apple, but what I couldn't do was count the trees in the seed. See, in other words, when the seeds would then be planted, that would be a host of apples that I could not count in the seed. It would have to actually produce for me to be able to count all of the fruit on that tree that came from that one seed. But now here's what happens. It says that every seed would be akin to the tree from which it came. In other words, that seed will always bear the fruit from which it came. In other words, that seed is going to look just like its parents, if you will. In other words, when they say the fruit don't fall far from the tree, it's literally saying the boy act just like his daddy, the girl act just like her mama, because they are the offspring of their parents. And so the truth of the matter is to understand that when the seed is planted, it's going to grow up and look just like the fruit from which it came. Now keep in mind, God said that it would be bearing fruit of like kind. Keep that in mind, like kind, because I'm trying to help you to get the principle of seed here. In chapter 2 of Genesis, verse 8, the Bible says God planted a garden. Now, he spoke seeds into existence in chapter 1, but he planted, he sowed seeds in chapter 2. Now, he planted the seed because here is an important point. Just because you have seed doesn't mean seed will grow until you plant it. That's why in Psalm 1, when it talks about, and he shall be like a tree, verse 3, planted by the rivers of water. It's important to understand that you never get all that's in a seed until you release it out of your hand. You can carry a big old peach seed with you for a whole year, and it'll never grow in your hand or in your pocket or in your purse, because the seed must be released from your hand and put in its proper place that is geared for growth. Are you hearing me here? Now, it means literally to release the seed. When you plant, it means to release the possession of the seed and put it in the place that's conducive for growth. All right, then go on to the 8th chapter, verse 22. It says God made a promise about the seed. As long as the earth remaineth, there will be seed time. And if there's seed time, A-N-D, the conjunction there, says there will also be harvest time. So keep in mind that a seed is designed to be planted and to grow, but it has to be released. Now let's go back to Proverbs chapter 18 now. When you begin to understand that the fruit of death and life come from the words that are spoken, then it means, first thing I want you to look at in this verse is it's talking about the content of the mind. The content of the mind. In other words, the words you speak out of your mouth come from the words you have in your mind. So if you want more words, better words, more positive words, you've got to put that in your thought processes, in your mind. That's why Romans 12 and 2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your what? Of your mind. So the mind holds the content of your words. So here's what you need to know. If you have nothing but negative words, defeated words, dark words, evil words, things of that, what's in your mind is going to come out your mouth. All right? If you have words of life, words of hope, words of faith, if you recognize that words are seeds that you sow, and when you sow them, listen, they're in your mind, they're seeds. We are a walking warehouse of seeds. Every word in our minds are seeds, but they're not planted until we speak it. We sow it, we release it. Now listen at this. It's important to recognize that most of us have got to change the content of our minds. See, the reason why you keep getting what you get is because you still got the same stuff in your mind. When you are saved and changed and transformed, then you've got to be converted from your old way of thinking, your old way of talking, your old way of doing things, because you are a new creation now. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. That means there ought to be a change in the way you speak now. But you can't change how you speak till you change how you think. Now look at what Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 says. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Listen. If this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate day and night therein, then what the word is saying is, if you're going to change what you've been saying, you're going to have to change what you've been reading. You're going to have to change your content, what you put in your mind. It means you're going to have to change what you've been watching. You're going to have to change what you've been listening to, the music you've been listening to. You're going to have to change what you've been looking at. You're going to have to change a lot of things about what goes in your content holder, your mind. And listen, here's the reason why. That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Now here's what you need to understand. When you think it, when you speak it, when you release it, when you do it, your thought comes first, you speak it, and then you act upon it. In other words, you've got to realize that what you think about in your mind gives you the propensity to focus your life either positively or negatively on things to come. Your today is a byproduct of your thinking yesterday. Where you are now is because of decisions you made before now. Now here is the good part. If you're still alive, whatever is not fatal or final can still be fruitful. If you're still alive, your today might be messed up, but you don't have to have a messed up tomorrow. You can start changing your tomorrow by changing what you say today. Now listen at this, because this is important. So content is a part of this word that we have in Proverbs 18 here. Now, this is important to see because, again, after the content we speak, the seed is released. It is released by choice, and they that love it. That means choice comes into play now. What you think about in your mind, you choose to speak out of your mouth. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart doth the mouth speak. So whatever you get in your mind and let filter through your system, it's going to get in your heart, and that's going to be the thing that you love, because that's going to be the thing you talk the most about. So when you begin to think about things, your choices are the words you make. Listen, things don't just happen. You have provided a way for them to happen. When folks say things, let me tell you, they've been thinking about them things. When folk get mad and they say stuff, they say things when they're mad because they have lost control, and so you get to hear what they really think about you, how they really feel about you. Sometimes they use mind-altering beverages and hallucinogenic drugs and say, I'm sorry, I was just high. No, you weren't just high. Because you were high, you revealed what you were hiding in your mind. Now I know how you really feel. See, because it's there, but listen, as long as it's there, it's just the seed, but it's not. It does not develop until you release it out your mouth. And you make a choice to release it. And that's why you got to be careful what you release, because what you release now takes a life of its own. Listen to this well now. You see, the devil can put all kind of thoughts in your mind, evil thoughts, all kind of thoughts that are certainly ungodly and not blessed and all the rest of that. But listen at this. You have the power to fight him. You have the power to rebuke him. You have the power. Listen, let me tell you this. You don't have to say everything you know. One. Two, you don't have to say everything you think. Three, you don't have to say everything you feel. You make a choice. A choice. I mean, you think about right now the folk you could tear apart if you just told them how you truly felt. But you make a choice not to speak those words of death upon them, cursing upon them, not to bust their balloon in bubbles. You make a choice to let them go on thinking they all of that. And ain't fooling nobody but themselves. You make a choice in what you release from your mouth. Now listen to this. Because it says, and they that love it, love what? The seeds that they speak, that they sow. What happens to them that love it? Well, once the content of your mind, the seed of the words you speak, are spoken, By choice, released. Here's what I need you to see. That you no longer have control over them. As long as they're in your mind, you have control over them. As long as they're in your mouth, you have control over them. But when you speak them and they're released from your mouth, you no longer have control over them words. And I'm sorry doesn't erase it. Are you hearing me today? So what's the third point you want to tell me about this verse, preacher? The third point is you have content, you have choices, but the reality is that you cannot change is you have consequences. And those consequences are directly connected with the choice you made. The consequences are the finished work of your thought processes. That's why when he starts off, he says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. The words that you speak, they're seeds. When you speak them, you are sowing them into the atmosphere. The enemy takes those words that you have released out of your mouth by choice, whether you want to acknowledge them or not, whether you want to own up to them or not. When you speak them out of your mouth, you give either God or Satan the ability to take those words then and act upon them. Now listen to this. If the seeds are words and the words are seeds, when you sow them, guess what you're going to get? A harvest. Now, the reason why you got quiet there is because you've been sowing some bad seeds. Because if you've been sowing good seeds, you're like, thank you, Jesus. It's getting ready to rain harvest on my life. Because you recognize that it's coming back multiplied. Multiplied. You see, what you don't realize is God is respecter of persons. Listen, he honors his word. He honors his word. And you know what? This is what blows my mind. When you sow the seed and release it out of your mouth, the blessing or the curse, listen, is now activated because it is consequential. It is going to happen because God promised, as long as the earth remained, that will be seed time and harvest. It's coming up again one day, someday. And listen, what is important to realize is the place that you sowed that word may not necessarily be from the same person that received that word. Now, what are you saying? Well, I'm trying to say the person you hurt may not be the person that hurt you back. Oh, somebody's not listening to me yet. Listen, because remember now, you're going to get yours multiplied. You might have hurt one, but many will hurt you because it's multiplied. See, that's why you got to be careful about the bad stuff you do, because the bad stuff is coming back multiplied, just like the good stuff is coming back multiplied. You might have told one little lie, but you know, you got a whole lot of folk told a whole lot of lies on you. Well, remember, it's coming back in harvest form, multiplied forms. So we've got to be careful, because the consequences are, it does not just happen in this one place. Because remember now, once you release it in the atmosphere, the atmosphere is not one geographical location. The atmosphere is everywhere you are. So you can't run from it. See, just because you change your address don't mean that you can change what's coming to you. The atmosphere will find you. Your name is on the package. It's going to keep on till it comes to you and get it in your hand. Because God is no respecter of persons. And so, my brothers and sisters, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it, listen to what the word says, shall eat the fruit thereof.